Hi everyone, welcome to STEPS audio channel. We are very excited to share our content from STEPS events to learn all about the latest trends in startups, digital media, fintech, future tech, and wellness in emerging markets. You can find us on Anagami, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure to subscribe to your favorite channel, and we hope you enjoy the content.
My name is Hazem. I come from a company called AdBreeze, which does digital advertising. Our moderator couldn't make it, so I'm going to be doing both. Hopefully, I'm going to be, I'll do a good job. All right. So, can you just guys tell us more about what you do and what's your company about?
Should I go first? I'm Chris. I'm from DuckLife. DuckLife is a Dubai based full marketing and advertising agency. Mm-hmm. We work with early stage brands and companies to establish, billion-dollar brands.
Wow. Okay.
Our agency, the way we position ourselves a bit differently is our backgrounds are startuppers, entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about running an agency.
Nothing.
So I can't contribute to this conversation. But jokes aside, we are operators. We do things the way we did when we were in-house. And we've been around for 5 years. I'm super grateful to be on stage with you guys.
Welcome.
So board. Thank you, Step, and thank you, Hazem, for taking the plunge on moderating.
Hopefully I do that. Please, Louise.
Thank you. So I'm Louise. I'm the freelance chief data officer at VML. It's now VML only, which is a lot easier. VML, Y&R, and Wonderman have recently merged. So it's okay. The merged agency from there. So I work under WPP from a full range of agency services, from creative all the way through to measurement.
Nice to have you here. Raz.
Great. I'm going to challenge people to remember my name, but you can call me Raz. So I run Boopin Saudi business. So we're a full digital agency. From again end to end
creative.
We solve clients' digital
one stop shop. Okay, go ahead. Let's get started. So, as we all know, the whole spectrum of the data driven industry like is changing. So we need to talk. I'm sorry. Before I start, I just want to know by raising your hand, who is here on the client side versus client side? Okay, agency side. All right, amazing. So basically, we're going to talk about a lot of the challenges and the dynamics between client and agencies and how the experts here are dealing with these. So I'll start with Raz. How are you seeing anything change for the past, let's say, 2 or 3 years to now with the dynamic of communicating with your clients?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, change is happening on a regular basis, on a daily basis. It's exciting. At the same time, it's something that we need to keep up with the changes that are moving ahead. I think one of the big areas that we need to look for with clients is the transparency level. Mm-hmm. And the way you use data and how you evolve that data into real comms, marketing campaigns, whether that's first party data, what happens to it, how do we funnel that into a creative process that really produces content that consumers are looking for. So
okay.
I think that bit is something that is evolving and it's a big challenge. It's easier said than done. It's something that requires quite a lot of different parties and stakeholders coming together in order to drive that agenda.
Okay.
But I believe that is probably one of the most challenging parts of the business today as it stands. Yeah.
Okay. Louise, what about you? Anything change, you think, with the dynamic between you and your clients?
Definitely. I think from the work that I've been doing within the data field specifically, we've become a lot more integrated with the clients themselves. So I think no longer are we almost sitting on the periphery where mm-hmm. you just receive a brief and you're asked for data or asked to interpret some information and throw it back in a meaningful way, we're actually a lot more embedded. So sitting side by side with the client and guiding them through the process.
And do you think that create another challenge with educating the client more about data?
Definitely. So a lot of the focus that I've been doing recently is around training. Mm-hmm. So it's actually running training sessions for the creative teams within clients themselves to show them the importance of data and not to be scared of it. It's not, attacking your creativity.
Exactly.
It's helping inspire.
We'll get back to this point. What about you, Chris? Anything you notice?
I'll try to add something a bit different. I think what's changed the most, I think, from our perspective is the ambition is now real. Mm-hmm. I think with AI and all those discussions and topics really at the forefront now, you're seeing the infrastructure actually being built. So whereas before, a lot of the dependency was external, we're starting to see clients really try to build that infrastructure in-house more and more and making mm-hmm. those investments. I mean, if I was honest, I don't think that data is still central to all decision-making.
It's still not there.
I think everybody says it is, but it really isn't. But I think the ambition in the last couple of years has really changed.
Okay.
And the investments, both in people and in tools, has really stepped up. And it's obviously impacting how we engage with them, right? The decision-making is starting to include more and more data. But I still wouldn't say that it's central.
Would you say that it's going to come in the near future? Or it's
yeah, it's
like
here. It's here. It's definitely here. I think what I'm trying to say, and I really want to emphasize the point that, you know, data is something we all talk about. You know, if outside of digital marketing, mm-hmm. data is still not central to a lot of the decision making.
Okay.
It's still not there, in our opinion, with our clients. The ambition has always been there. I'm saying outside of digital marketing.
Cool.
So, you know, what creative, what comms, what positioning, et cetera, is still not something that's based purely
on data.
Impacted enough by data.
Okay. To me, I always look at, especially from a dynamic of the communication, that's what really changed for us in AdBase, that we moved from long form of emails to small kind of a brief system for our clients. We moved from meetings for an hour or two every month to quick Zoom calls. We try as much as we can to adapt faster communication ways with our clients, starting from Slack, even to WhatsApp group, to be more connected to our clients on a faster pace. All right, speaking about the decision making right now, how can we balance, what do you think? So we have data and we have our creative minds, we have our experience. How do you balance between data and creativity when it comes to creation?
Would you like me to start? Okay, I think that's a very good question. I think there are multiple answers depending on the category and depending on the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I think at the end of the day, if you want to establish a really good position as a brand, mm-hmm. data can drive a lot of the, I would say, opinions and influence, but you have to really understand the essence of who you are and how you fit within your category or your competition and try to carve out, you know, a position for your brand that really stands out and it's different. If you purely, in my opinion, in our opinion at DuckLife, if you purely base all your decisions on data and how your audience or consumer reacts or engages with something, your competition will have the same data. And so their conclusions will be the same as yours. So data should influence you up to a certain point, but understanding your brands, your proposition, your positioning should still play a critical role so that you can actually hold your position and be true and authentic as your brand, whatever it is that you're offering, services, products, et cetera. So I think data plays a phenomenal role, but understanding who you are as a brand and understanding how you position yourself vis-a-vis everybody else is also quite critical.
So the final decision-making would be based on your own perspective of the data, not the data itself.
Data contributes to the decision, has to, or else you're shooting in the dark. But you have to understand your brand and your proposition and your position in order to do it. You can't just really rely on data to tell you everything that you want, because your competition is going to have the same input as you.
Okay.
And then you'll just be a bunch of brands that have the same position, the same tone, the same product, the same pricing. And so everybody becomes kind of the same. So you have to absolutely have it be a part of your decision-making process, but you have to understand your brand and your audience and try to find your own way to do things.
Got you. What about you, Luis?
I totally agree with that point. Data is, you know, one input when it comes to decision-making. I think if I look at the brands that are doing it really well, they use data to inspire. And I think Spotify are always one of my favorites. And I think everyone loves their Spotify end of year all wrapped email that you get or update that you get, because it's giving your data back to you mm-hmm. in a way that's actually interesting. So I think when you start talking about data, a lot of people get quite bored, I think. But when you're talking about people's own data, it actually starts to have a different message. So I think that if you're using data not just as an input to tell you what to do, it can inspire you in ways that you didn't necessarily have access to that type of information. I think also it's not an either or when it comes to creating your data, because data can help inspire you. It can also help you with your creative idea, understand kind of the operational side. When should you roll out a certain campaign? Which channels should you use? So I think it's when you use them in kind of combination that you have the best output.
Okay. Raz, have you at some point faced a challenge between the data is saying something, but you have a very different opinion?
Yeah, I think, you know, at some point in my mind, the creative process, you know, everything from advertising to the movie world to the creative process needs to flow in a way that is not distracted with data. Data, like Louis is saying, it needs to help shape mm-hmm. an idea. But you know, if you think of some of the, you know, big campaigns, one of my favorites is here's the crazy ones, yeah, for Apple. What data would you know, would tell you this is the right thing to do, you know? So it's a very delicate separation. We faced it quite a few times. Obviously, the way we approached it is we prioritized the brand role to play in that copy or advertising piece that we're trying to do, but not neglecting completely the data part. So some of the tactical things you do, the A/B testing, just throwing out a certain copy, see what kind of reactions you have. Those are very tactical things that can help navigate through it. But you know, I'm always a believer that, you know, the creative process, if it's bound with certain data points, is always, and we've all dealt with
it. It's kind of a validation point, more of a starting point.
And it can inspire. I mean, obviously, data can have that inspirational moments. But again, I always go back to those big campaigns. What data would have told you that's the right thing to do? Right?
Okay. Yeah. Because it's interesting. I'm gonna flip the part to the advertising where we rely a lot about data, and the challenge with our clients, mostly the ones that they want to create a more branding campaign rather than a conversional campaign. So what we ask them is to create as many creatives as it can. So would be my first requirement to any kind of clients, or for you to ask your clients, is if you have a X amount budget, let's say you have 100 dirham budget for creation, don't create one video or two assets. Try as much as you can to create many creatives from this budget. So, and you can start. And then as the gentleman lady said, data will lead you to, okay, which kind of creative you want to continue with, or which kind of message you want to proceed with or double down on it. All right, backing to the tools and the AI, as you just now mentioned, do you think that any kind of an AI or the tools that we have right now this year are helping specifically with better communication and dynamic with the clients, or maybe it's making it harder?
For me, I don't think it's there yet in terms of the technology, but it's getting there. It's definitely, I mean, we often, with some of my colleagues, we got clients telling us, the OpenAI or the technology that's out there is helping us. I don't think it's there yet, and I think it will get there soon. But it definitely is something that can play a role. I'm not sure exactly what kind of a role it will play, because as I said, is there's an emotional part of the creative process that needs to come in. How those platforms will add to it, we will have to see. At this stage, I don't see
still
it.
Early.
Yeah, I don't see it as
Louis, as what a, about you?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's definitely tools when it comes to the measurement side of things, and I'm sure everyone's really familiar with measuring how effective your campaigns are, but I think the problems that you have there is around the data that you're using. And I'm sure everyone struggled with things like attribution modeling. And really, you know, when you drill down into it, does the data actually tell you if your campaign has worked or not? it doesn't really. I mean, it tells you how many people have clicked or whatever your call to action might be. But there's so many ifs and buts and maybes and different points, especially when it comes down to brand. I mean, I even after many years, I still find it impossible to measure brand. Definitely. Unless you're using, you know, like a brand tracker, uplift survey, whatever it might be. But even those have questions themselves. So I still think there's a huge gap in the area when it comes to measurement.
Have you once get a, let's say, since now data is even more available for our clients through yep. these tools, sometimes a client would come with a certain piece of data and challenging you with, okay, why is this? Why you're doing this? Have you got this challenge?
Definitely. And I think that's one of the problems is there's an abundance of data now. Everyone has access to information in different points and nothing is flawless. So I think it just raises a lot of questions. I think you need to really, when you're presented to data or when you're presenting data yourself, you have to be really careful about how you're talking about it because you can present anything you want.
Hell no. Okay. Chris, what about you?
I'll just give a quick story about just data-driven creative. So I'm not going to name the brand, but we had this creative that we used for digital marketing. You know how you were saying this one performs better, the yeah. conversion is better, let's double down, kill the rest. And this brand, for almost a year, the best performing ad for that brand was a stop sign.
Stop sign?
A stop sign.
Cool.
So all the data is telling you this one converts the best.
Okay.
It converts the best. This is the one you should invest more in.
And for conversion.
For conversion-based yes, stuff, right? Yeah. And so the client is telling me, yeah, but I hate this ad. It doesn't say anything about my brand. But the data is saying this is the one that you should use because you're going to drill me on ROI at the end of this week, right?
Yes.
And so I think what I'm trying to say is that data will give you the principles, the goalposts. It'll give you the requirements of where you should play. But the creativity needs to still lead the way, and your brand at the end of the day should dictate how you communicate, okay. right? So if the data is telling you the stop sign ad is the best one, but it has nothing to do with your brand, I mean, you still have to have the common sense and understanding of your brand so that you communicate, even in performance marketing and digital, in a way that's appropriate for your brand.
Yeah.
So AI and data is critical, 100%, but at the end of the day, like, there is a human element. We are communicating to people. Right. And so
this
at the end
would
of the
be
day,
guys, the conversation between any like branding, let's say agency or client or someone who cares about the conversion on the advertising part.
Which is a daily conversation yeah. for most people in agencies, right? Yeah. I mean, it's the everyday debate, right?
So
why is ROI getting worse, you know?
Yeah. So it's finding the balance between like building a brand, which is data might not help you as we just discussed that. Sometimes it doesn't give you a clear direction or even an estimation of how good this content for your brand. At the same time, data would be very useful for more of a conversion decisions. I would always like assume that mix the data between data and creativity is data is the like for a musician. If I have a music note, data is the note. But to me, it's up to me how can I creatively perform this data to my audience. So we can both play the same note. I don't know if you agree.
I'll use a line that I use with my clients all the time. Data,
really?
Data is ingredients. It gives you what ingredients you should use.
Okay.
Your recipe is your brand and your creativity.
True.
So it'll tell you what you can use and what works. The flavors that people like. People like a lot of sugar, so use a lot of sugar. People like, you know, this color, so use that color, right? But the recipe that you use, the proportions, the way you put it all together, that's your brand. And that needs to be the final line that makes your decision of the approach that you should
take. Speaking about your clients, or not to be your own client, how do you have kind of any example in your mind about a good collaboration in terms of communication? Let's go back to the communication between client and agency side and bring those bridges together. Do you have any worse or good? So we can all learn from kind of an experience in terms of your client or any other like kind of a case that you heard?
I'm not going to name.
Don't name, yeah, okay. Of course. Please don't. Maybe they're.
I think I have clients in the audience.
So. Yeah, exactly.
I love you all immensely. You're all amazing. I think the worst, I think, scenario that I've ever had and we probably encounter is, this is my budget. I need to spend it. My boss wants to see something live in 10 days. Right, I think we all have that. We had one last week.
CMO is here, guys.
I'm looking at my partner. We had one last week. So that's the worst scenario where everything is thrown out the window. The same client that was telling me data, data, data is now telling me you have 10 days to create a, really nice, creative, and go live because my boss is watching and I need to have something out in 10 days and my budget needs to be allocated. That's okay. The worst scenario, and I wish I never had any of those clients.
Luis, have you faced something like this?
Yeah, definitely. When it comes down to short deadlines, when it comes down to ambition, which is great, you know, we all want people to be ambitious, but when you actually have to lay everything out and say, what do you have and what can we feasibly do with this, you then get to a different outcome. But there are some exciting examples, especially from within the region. One of them within healthcare is actually using a combination of different data points to not just drive the creative, but also to drive, as I was mentioning, when to put the messaging out. So it was for a cold and flu brand, and it was using data points from Google Trends, which a lot of companies use these days. There's a lot of data available from Google, which actually shows you when people start searching for remedies for certain illnesses. Then combining that information with the weather and creating an algorithm that can predict when people are going to start searching for certain brands, certain types of medicine, how you can then use that information to show the placement, where you place your ads, when you push them out, and how you can change that depending on what's actually happening in the environment. Because I think the one thing that data can really help you with is not just waiting till the campaign finishes to have that measurement point, which I think traditionally you would have to wait, say, 30 days plus before you were able to measure if something works.
Yeah.
But if you have the right data points in place and you can check, not necessarily real time, but near real time, it gives you the ability to change what you're doing and do more of what is working while you still can.
Okay. Raz, how often your clients checking on your data, whatever you generate for your campaigns?
Well, it obviously depends on the maturity of clients and the way or data maturity within clients. But no, that's real time. So a lot of the clients that we were dealing with, especially the performance-driven clients, are obviously have access and they are very deeply rooted into how the campaign. In one instance, we have a daily catch up with a client in knowing where the direction is going. So that's and it needs to happen more often because, like Luis was saying, there's a lot of education element that comes into place, especially for clients that are not necessarily as advanced in data world. But obviously, yeah. So it's really a natural shift that we will see progressively. On how this subject is really going to come about.
Let's address some pain points now. If you have your client now in front of you, and the sentence would start with, please don't fill in the gap, what would you say to your client?
So the client is asking us.
No, you're telling the client, we're talking about the dynamic, right? And between you, forget about data right now. Like, your client in front of you.
Yeah, the answer is good. Don't limit us.
Limit with what?
With the creativity, with how we want to approach a campaign, what is the right context the campaign needs to go about. Not have that limitation of boxed within a certain sphere. Just give that creative process its arm and legs.
And what do you think you need to do for them to not limit you?
Well, you need to prove to them.
So trust.
Well, part of it is trust. Part of it is the actual delivery of the experience that you're talking about. Mm. It's the performance that you do from those campaigns. It's a mix of elements. I'm assuming this is an existing client. We're not talking about a new client. Obviously, that dynamic is completely different. The way you need to approach the client and how you do.
Okay, interesting, Luis. Please don't.
Mention AI if your data is stored on a spreadsheet. I think that's probably the biggest, because everyone wants to run before they can walk, and there's certain steps you need to do to be able to get there. And I think it's definitely an education piece around helping people utilize what they have before they want to jump a million steps
ahead. Can you give us a practical example of that? Or don't mention...
I think a practical example would be a client that wanted to use an AI tool, to build an AI tool, should I say, not use, build an AI tool to help with impact analysis, which is a great idea. So trying to understand, this is everywhere we spend our money, what helps us the most? basically. Okay. So we have all this information. How can we use this to help us spend our money more wisely, which I think is a question that everyone has. But when you actually look at the data inputs that they wanted to use, which is a very basic reality. Excel with missing data points, wrong data points, and you know, not actually covering everything that you need to even start to think about building a type of model like you can't really do much for them.
Okay. Please don't.
I'll take a different approach on creative instead of data stuff. I think please don't show your friends. I think a big issue that we have on the creative and brand side of things is you know, our clients will bring in random stakeholders. They'll invite them to the table and those people have zero context. And they'll give us their personal subjective opinions. You know, I showed my wife and she thought, you know, you should use a different tone of pink.
My neighbor sent me this.
So please don't invite new stakeholders to the table at the finish line. I think it would be something I'd love our clients to do less of.
All right. Okay, I'm going to just utilize, I think we're done in a minute.
Hazem, what about you? What would you say that?
Please don't. to me, from my perspective, please don't spend all your marketing budget on creating content and forget about the advertising budget. Because we end up with a lot of clients, they would tell us, okay, I spend, I don't know, 300,000 dirhams on this campaign and I only have 30,000 for advertising. I was like, it's literally as if that I got a surgeon with 20 years experience. I'm asking them just to put a plaster. Or I have a Ferrari and I don't have the right gasoline for it. I think we still have some 2-3 minutes. Your quick points on what do you see in the future in terms of the dynamic between clients? How do you see the future of the agencies? Anything that you kind of pick, okay, this part would change in the near future?
I mean, it's evolving, right? We also don't know what the future will hold, but we know that we need to be one step ahead. We need to understand the technologies that are out there. We need to make sure that we have the right resources, right skill sets to be able to match the type of development that's going on. Okay. But what it will look like, I have no idea. Every day we seem to be having a new ChatGPT coming into play. So
let us start with that. Lewis?
Yeah, I think that, again, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. I think probably for the next few years, people are going to be using less data because they're identifying the data that matters. And I think when it comes to agency and client relationship, it's about identifying what's important from the beginning. And if we can get better at understanding what you're trying to achieve and how you're going to measure that, I think we would all be in a better place rather than finishing a campaign and everyone asking the same question, effective? Did we do well? We don't know because we didn't put the right KPIs in place.
Asking the right
not
question.
Very exciting talking about KPIs, but I do think that will get better.
Okay, thank you.
And I'll just add really quickly, I think one thing that we're starting to see more of, not enough of, but more of that's quite exciting is the advisory need that our customers have. I think from a general marketing leadership, we're seeing clients outsource that strategic thinking more and more. I think it's a product of many things. I think organization, like their structures are changing. I think marketing teams internally are changing.
Yep.
And we're starting to play more and more advisory roles as well, and not just an execution arm, you know, to launch a campaign. Which is fantastic because we get to play a role in the strategic kind of play of that brand rather than just be an execution, you know, piece, which is for us a lot more exciting as well.
Got you. Yes, true. I'll ask myself the question. For me is, I think we're going to go in the future with a more of micro agencies than maybe inside the bigger agencies, but you have a micro teams that they are more specialized in certain industries or vertical. What I can see right now is the clients are more, they demand more focus and more understanding for their DNA, their brand, their client, beyond the brand briefing or the brand guidelines. So I think that we're going to see more client agencies that they are dedicated in the education industry or fintech industry. Like I can start seeing right now a lot of agencies, they do only health industry. That's it. For us, for example, we have zero experience in when it comes to real estate. So we refuse to work with real estate, where I can see a lot of agencies that are specialized in real estate, for example. So this is one, and I can see that there will be a lot of demand for personalized experience with account managers. So you can always think, if I have a burger brand and my account manager is vegan, that's not gonna mix well, right? So I think they're gonna be more of hiring the talents based on each client's DNA and brand image. I think we're done. Amazing.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed the episode. You can find our content on Anghami, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Follow us on social media @StepConference, and let's stay in touch.